Chapter 17. Mega Man collapsed against a nearby brick wall. "That was a close one," he said. "I wasn't expecting a dragon." Nobody answered him. He longed to hear Dr. Light's voice congratulating him on a job well done. It was lonely here in the castle. But his radio was silent. It was time to move on. Mega Man looked around, not sure which way to go next. The castle was gloomy and dark. The only light came from the glowing red eye holes of the giant skull that loomed over him. Mega Man felt like Dr. Wily was just waiting and watching. It was a creepy feeling. He decided to get going. Right in front of him, he saw a huge iron gate that led to the inside of a tower. Mega Man decided to try opening it. As soon as he touched it, it flew open. Mega Man stepped inside. "Whoa!" said Mega Man as he slid down a long, long chute. Whomp! He landed at the bottom. "Dr. Light warned me about booby traps," he said to himself. "Guess I'd better be more careful." Mega Man began to walk along the dark tunnel he'd found himself in. "I must be in the basement of the castle," he said. "Guess I'll just follow my nose." Boing! Just about the same time as Mega Man said nose, something reached out and punched him hard. Right in his nose! It was a prop top! Mega Man saw that it had its fist cocked again. He didn't feel like getting hit, so he ducked. The prop top fell over when his swing met only air. Mega Man didn't waste any time. He kept on going through the tunnel. More prop tops attacked, but he didn't let them slow him down. "Dr. Wily has called out all his forces, I guess," he said. Suddenly, he stumbled and almost fell. He caught himself by grabbing onto a ring in the wall beside him. Then he looked down. "Just in time," he said. There was no more floor where he'd been walking. Where the floor used to be were nasty-looking spikes lining the path through the tunnel. Mega Man thought about turning back, but it would just mean fighting his way through the prop tops again. "I know," he said. "The jet ski!" He activated his backpack and assembled the ski in seconds. It worked perfectly. Mega Man zoomed along, only inches above the spikes. Then the jet ski screeched to a halt in front of a high wall. Mega Man looked the wall over. There was a tiny window in it. Way up high, he rode the jet ski up and looked through the window. Behind the wall was an energy barrel. "I could sure use that," he said. He activated the crash bomber and threw a bomb at the wall. Kaboom! The bomb exploded loudly, but the wall was still standing. Mega Man threw three more bombs. Kaboom! 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 Finally, the wall came tumbling down. Mega Man grabbed the energy barrel and drained its contents. Then he hopped back onto the jet ski and kept riding through the tunnel. Then the jet ski flew through a tiny door and stopped. Mega Man got off just as the door slammed shut behind him and sealed so that he couldn't even see where the doorway had been. He looked around and saw that he was in a small square room with no doors or windows. "This must be the dungeon," he said. "Dr. Wily means to make a prisoner out of me. There must be a way out, though." He looked for an exit. "Maybe up there, near the top," said Mega Man as he started to climb up the wall. He'd only gone a few feet when three huge bricks flew out of the walls, aimed straight at his head. He jumped back to the floor. "More booby traps," he said. "It's not going to be so easy getting out." Bricks were flying out of the wall at top speed now, missing him by inches as he ducked and dodged. The noise was terrible as the bricks crashed against the walls of the tiny room. "What I need now is a burst of energy," Mega Man said. He grabbed an energy pellet and swallowed it. Then he charged up his metal blade. "Jailbreak!" yelled Mega Man, climbing up the wall, as bricks flew toward him as he fired away with the metal blade, blowing them to bits in midair. As he neared the top of the wall, he could see a tiny trapdoor in the ceiling. "Here's where I make my exit," he said, squeezing through. When he was free, he paused for a moment to catch his breath. Then he laughed out loud. "Paging Dr. Wily," he yelled. "Paging Dr. Wily, this is Mega Man, and I'm on my way." And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. To get to Heat Man, use the C weapon to cut through the wall.